This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The Taliban said on Friday it had seized control of 85% of Afghanistan, with fighters tightening their grip on strategic areas. Government officials, however, dismissed the assertion by the Sunni Muslim insurgent group. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Local Afghan officials said Taliban fighters had captured an important district in Herat province, home to tens of thousands of minority Shiite Hazaras. Torgundi, a northern town on the border with Turkmenistan, was also captured by the Taliban overnight, Afghan and Taliban officials said. A Taliban delegation is in Moscow, seeking to address its fears that radical Islamists could infiltrate Central Asia. As fighting continued, the World Health Organization said at least 18.4 million people require humanitarian assistance, including 3.1 million children at risk of acute malnutrition.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order he says will lower prices for families and boost wages by targeting anti-competitive practices in several parts of the economy. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says some in big business have gotten away from the American ideal of economic competition.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The sweeping order has several dozen actions and recommendations, including cutting down on non-compete agreements, which often stop workers in some industries from going to competitors for more money.
You can't leave Burger King to go to McDonald's. Come on. Is there a trade secret about what's inside that patty?
Business and trade groups argue the order will actually stifle economic growth and could set off major legal fights. Sagar Magani at the White House.